On to our next items, which are closed session items. So at this time, the board is going to reconvene in closed session. We have several items to take up. So unless there are further questions or comments before we go, let us reconvene in the closed session conference room. The link has been sent out, by the way, this morning. If you're like me and you couldn't find it, Gail resent the link this morning. So it's there in your email. See you all there.
Nice. For the record, I'm not hearing Scott. Scott, you're muted.
You know, you missed the best part of the speech. That's unfortunate. Thank you, Jerry. I will report out from our closed session before we reconvene the open session before we go into the regular business calendar of our open session. The board met in closed session under item 7 to consider disability retirement applications. Under item 7A, the board considered and approved the recommendation for service-connected disability for member Oscar Aranda. The vote was 9-0. The ayes were Anderson, Chabotarev, Finley, Gordon, Holcomb, McDonald, Phillips, Watts, and Sloan. The board met on item 7B to consider the disability retirement application of Jason Hushauer. The board approved that recommendation on a 9-0 vote. The ayes were Anderson, Chabotarev, Finley, Gordon, Holcomb, McDonald, Phillips, Watts, and Sloan. The board met in closed session on item 7C to consider the disability application of Melissa O'Reilly and approved that recommendation on a 9-0 vote. The ayes were Anderson, Chabotarev, Finley, Gordon, Holcomb, McDonald, Phillips, Watts, and Sloan. The board met in closed session on item 8 to consider the hearing officer's recommendation regarding the disability application of Takesha Malone. Ms. Malone was represented by counsel, as was the CICERA board. The determination of the board was to adopt the hearing officer's recommendation. That was taken on an 8-1 vote. The vote was as follows. The ayes were Anderson, Chabotarev, Finley, Gordon, McDonald, Phillips, Watts, and Sloan. The nay was Holcomb. Continuing on, the board met in closed session under item 9 to discuss one item of potential litigation. There's no reportable action on that matter. And then finally, item 10, the board met in closed session to consider pending litigation under item A, Nowicki versus CICERA et al., and item B, Contra Costa Deputy Sheriff's Association versus Board of Retirement. There is no reportable action on either item. And I will look to Karen to make sure that I have covered the base, but that would conclude my report out.